Nelson, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, we're into this new year, and with it, of course, came that honours list. We can feel immensely proud of those from Northern Ireland who have been recognised. Indeed, Michael O'Neill, heartiest congratulations to Michael with his honour. And the Paralympic swimming gold medalist, Bethany Firth, receiving MBEs on the back of those gold medals. Nelson, as a man very much behind her success as the trainer, you must be very proud.
Yes, very much so. She's worked very hard for these, and she's had a tremendous Paralympics, so she did in Rio. Really well.
You know, what does it mean generally to be honoured at this level?
Well, I think she's very pleased, obviously very proud, and so she is to have received this honour. And I think it's fitting that she should have done so in view. I mean, she was the highest medalist in the entire British Paralympic team across all sports, the highest individual medalist.
Yeah, well, Nelson, it's not a great line, but I must say, heartiest congratulations to Bethany. And I just see quite a few over the last day or two, quite a few texts and emails along those lines, tweets and whatever. And it's a reminder, it really is a reminder, that when you dedicate yourself to your sport, or indeed to what you want to excel at, you can be successful, but you have to be prepared to dedicate yourself.
Very much so. Bethany trains 9 water sessions and 3 land sessions every week. And prior to Rio, she trained for nearly 2 years without a proper break.
It's an amazing amount of dedication. Unfortunately, the more we try to get that line to work, the less it comes through. But congratulations to Bethany. Nelson, congratulations to yourself as well for being part of that successful team.